This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. So, the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, pushing the narrative. What caused, I'm sure you heard this during the break, what caused the 64-year-old man to commit the crimes in Las Vegas in which he's responsible? And it's absolutely, again, crazy to me that people would suggest such a course without actually looking behind the curtain. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because last week I'd shared some audio of an eyewitness. And does it not startle any of you listeners that eyewitnesses and their accounts are completely contrary to what the media and their narrative in which they're attempting to set? Contradicts itself every step of the way. I mean, does that not concern you? Do you not have a care that the eyewitnesses are telling you that which the state-controlled narrative is not? It's another cover-up, is what it is, America. We shared some ear witnesses and eyewitnesses, and we played some audio last week from Michael Savage's show. And again, here we go. Let's just keep pushing the narrative. Let's get the people asking the wrong questions so we don't have to worry about giving them the right answers. And it's exactly what's happening today. Now, I want to take it another step, and I want you to hear the audio of the shooting. And what we're going to be talking about today, friends, is 33 conspiracy theories you were told by the state-controlled media that were theories that turned out to be true. I want you to listen to this audio. This was the audio. This is the interaction, the correspondence between the police during this alleged shooting in Las Vegas. Listen carefully to what the policemen say. Go ahead, Sam.
Control. We just spoke with security at Mandalay Bay. They're saying they have shots fired on 29 and 32nd levels.
And we have a four-man team up here, and we have another element coming to us. So we're going to have about 8 on the 32nd floor. We will need the 29th floor. It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least 2 shooters with fully automatic weapons.
2 shooters, America. The police officer said we have at least 2 shooters. See, we got to get rid of the second shooter so it can be a lone wolf. Because if there's more than one shooter, then there is a conspiracy involved, and that means there's something going on behind the scenes. Now, what's very telling about this, and last week I'd shared with you concerning the topic in which we're covering today once again, the stupidest and most telling thing that these corrupt politicians and the media could do is exactly what they're doing. They're doing you a favor if you pay attention to what they're calling for. They're calling for more gun control, as if to suggest when you're under fire by this lunatic that they want to put up, that the best thing to do is to disarm yourselves in the face of an assailant such as the one that they are attempting to promulgate and put up across the country. Gun control? Let's disarm the people. Folks, that is about the most ignorant response and the most telling response as to what it is that's behind what's going on here. By the way, Jeremiah 11:9 tells us that there's a conspiracy found among them. Jeremiah 11:9. Conspiracies are very real, and it's exactly what's going on in this country, and I'm about to show you that. I also wanted to give you one more headline from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Incredible forensic acoustic analysis demonstrates a second shooter in Las Vegas. Is that what the state-controlled narrative is? Nope. It counters it. Just like it does the eyewitnesses. So, folks, again, the message is you only respond to what we tell you as to what happened. Not what the facts are. We have to silence the eyewitnesses. Do you remember last week when the eyewitness was on Michael Savage's show? And he asked her, how many reporters have you been interviewed by other reporters? And she said, yes, I have been. And he said, have you shared your eyewitness accounts with them? She said, no, they never asked. They didn't ask because it doesn't fit the narrative. It's a gun control agenda, America. But no matter how much evidence comes out, even from eyewitnesses, the narrative still counters it to a lone wolf. They need the lone wolf. Because if not, again, friends, it's a conspiracy. And you better bet your bottom dollar it is a conspiracy. And by the way, P.S., for those that are a part of it, it will be disannulled. It's promised in Scripture. But conspiracy in Webster's 1828 is a combination of men for an evil purpose. That's right. An agreement between two or more persons to commit some crime in concert. Literally, no pun intended in this particular case. Particularly a combination to commit treason or excite sedition or insurrection against the government of a state. Folks, you are the government. And this is, folks, to excite sedition or insurrection against you, the people, in an attempt to disarm you, which is an act of committing treason against you, America. Our forefathers are the ones that armed us. They gave us plenty of ammo, literally, and understanding and knowledge as to know why. And it wasn't for deer hunting. It was to deal with a government that might turn bad, America. And that's exactly, again, what we're seeing. We're seeing the representatives that swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God, tearing down what they swore that they would uphold. They are countering their very purpose. And now we have the NRA going right along with the agenda to sell out the Second Amendment. America, listen to me carefully. You have rights, not privileges. You have rights given unto you by God, not privileges. Never trust a government that doesn't trust its own people with guns, and they are attempting to disarm you right now, America. And might I add and throw into this equation, America, that videos that show a second shooter on a lower level, this police officer of the tape that you just heard identified the 29th and the 32nd floor. Well, there are other people that also seen a shooter on the lower floor, which would have been the fourth floor. Okay? And again, this is all allegation. But folks, I'm going straight from the eyewitness accounts as to what really took place. And you just heard the audio of the police officer in Las Vegas during this alleged shooting. And what did he say? There's at least two shooters. There's multiple shooters. But again, they have to break it down to the lone wolf so it can be a sealed case. And get again, America, the point, the agenda, gun control. Incrementally stripping the American people of the right to bear arms. Folks, you got to stand up for what's right.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, please check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also want to let you know, if you want to jump over on Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook. And my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You know, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And we're seeing a whole lot of that. As a matter of fact, last week we were talking about America, are you drinking the Kool-Aid? Talking about the Las Vegas, that which took place there allegedly in Las Vegas. And then we took it over to dictators of the past and how they operate. And the characteristics and similarities are right spot on, America. Nothing new under the sun. Go to Ecclesiastes verse 1, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Nothing new under the sun. Same method, just a different dummy that wants to go ahead and dare the justice of God. And sooner or later, America, if we don't take heed to it, what's going to happen is history is going to repeat itself, and then we're going to do what we should have done before it took place. Prevention is better than cure, and that's where we want to put ourselves. Folks, what we're going to be doing here, I'm going to go ahead and play this audio one more time, and then I'm going to get to 33 conspiracies that turned out to be conspiracies in fact. They weren't theory, but it was the media that kept inundating the American people over time that if you questioned the media's narrative, then you were a theorist. Well, over time, as I shared again, folks, patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself, and surely it did, because we found out that they weren't theories at all. They were, in fact, conspiracies that were taking place, just like they are today. And the way that you know that there's a conspiracy is when there's more more than one person that's involved. And you got to ask yourself the real hard questions, America. Why is the media countering eyewitness accounts? And this isn't just this scenario, this issue, this situation that took place in Las Vegas, folks. It was with the Aurora Batman shooter. It was with Columbine, the Columbine shooters. Again, it was all countering eyewitness accounts, and the list goes on. San Bernardino, same thing, folks. People seen more than one shooter, and all of a sudden they had their man, and what the eyewitnesses seen was all coming to naught because it didn't work for the narrative. And then the American people, because they take it for face value, they lose their rights. And when you're losing your rights, you just have to simply ask yourself the question, why are you losing your rights that hundreds and thousands fought, bled, and died to give me? And why are modern-day politicians, corrupt politicians that have been busted in scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal, trying to disarm me? That's all you have to ask yourself the question. And who is it that gains from disarming me? Corruption. Again, just ask any dictator in the past or in the present. Before we get going on this, I want to play the audio one more time by this police officer. And I want you to hear for yourself an account of an eyewitness. They were on the 29th floor and the 32nd floor. They believed that there was a shooter. An eyewitness has also seen a shooter on the lower level. Now, people said that was a strobe light. I'm not even talking about the strobe light. I seen the video. It had nothing to do with the strobe light. And the audio lined up with the video concerning the gunfire, the weaponry fire, folks. I heard it along with the light shooting. So I'm not going to play stupid. I also heard the audio concerning the cab driver. This woman that rolled down her window didn't understand what was going on. You could hear two machine guns going off at that particular time. We're also told that the weapon that was used, folks, we're seeing people are cross-checking that as well. And if you go to a weapons expert, you can find that what they're telling you that it was in fact the opposite of what they said that they're saying that it was, because they want to, again, they want to eradicate your use of those certain types of weapons. So they're trying to paint the picture of it as it being a different weapon than what was really used in that particular situation. Also keep in mind, again, YouTube is censoring any information and pulling videos that counter the state-controlled narrative. And folks, all these things that are taking place are a cause for alarm concerning what's going on. Again, just ask yourself the question, who has to gain, and why are they attempting to disarm me in the face of someone that's armed trying to kill me? This works for the criminal. This does not work for the just. We're going to take David from San Francisco. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm only starting to hear rumors about the ISIS connection. I'm wondering, do you have you been keeping up on that? Can you update me on it?
I'm going to play some audio for you in a couple minutes here, hopefully, probably before the end of the show. I promise you I'll do that. It's by Ted Gunderson, and he's basically calling out the FBI and the CIA, and I'll let him do the speaking, because what he tells us is exactly what you're asking us right now. What's happening, David, is more than anything is they're creating the enemy. I personally believe, from my research, from my ear witness, from my eyewitness, from people that have been there, that the ISIS is nothing more than a modern-day SS, and we're seeing this on a global scale, and you have to ask the question, after a supposed terror attack, which, by the way, the word terrorism, defined in Oxford's English Dictionary, is government by intimidation, and that's exactly what you're seeing, but we're seeing this ISIS on a global scale pound these countries to their knees, and then after these attacks take place, we have the perspective representatives, regardless of their capacity, asking for the people to give up their right to bear arms after these attacks take place. Why don't we send in
what I was leading up to, I've heard on two different angles that the shooter, at least on the 32nd floor guy, was whether or not he was a supplier for ISIS. And I think I may have called you a year or so ago claiming that I believe that ISIS is a private army of one of the oil companies. It's called Genie Oil Gas, and they have the fracking rights in the Golan Heights. And if you looked at the earliest battles of ISIS, it went right along a pipeline that Genie wanted to build. And so it was whether or not ISIS was a privatized army for an oil company, and they'd dress up in black masks, and you'd never know if they were Chinese or, you know, the all-American boy down the street. And, you know, it was just the PR guy that was spinning it. And so whether or not this guy, if you're keeping up on ISIS lately, they are getting their asses whipped, and they're about to all get caught, and because they're on the run, and their passports are in somebody else's hands. And so whether this guy was just one of them, and he had nothing to lose, so he went out and did this.
Yeah. Well, I don't personally, you know, in this situation, I have a friend that is in law enforcement, and he had said after his investigation into all of what's taking place that there's no way that this guy alone would have done the damage that he has done, and why the media continuously counters the eyewitness accounts and the facts of the matter, it should bewilder nobody. I mean, people know in this country, again, 94% of the people claim that they don't believe the media. Well, keep in mind, those that have been lying to you for so long are the same ones telling you that there's a lone wolf in this given situation. But I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid, David. And again, knowing and understanding firsthand what I'm dealing with out there, we have real enemies within. There's no question about it. And when I see this kind of stuff, for me, it doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on, especially when you see the end aim. And isn't it interesting how whenever they want some sort of agenda to be fulfilled, that's the first thing they go to, and that should tell the people right there who's behind the certain crime that's being committed and the reason that they want to bring in gun control in the first place. And I'm not saying every single time, but I am simply saying that what's going on here is very, very telling. And again, when you start shutting down all these eyewitnesses and even listening to eyewitnesses when they're being reported by the state-controlled media and not being asked questions as to what they heard, what they saw, what took place, again, they're already set on their narrative, America, so we know who the enemy is. And, David, again, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid, my friend.
Well, I agree. You know, it's funny, out here in San Francisco, I've been a 9/11 truther for years, and it was only, what are we, 15, 16 years since, and it's been only in the last 2 years, I happened to see Richard Gage give a speech, and he described the body parts that were as many as 16 different directions, and it was X a number of hundreds of feet, 16 different directions. You know, they'd find a foot here and an ear over there, and a squishing building doesn't shoot body parts 300 feet in one direction and a foot the other way. So when you go into the autopsy records in the city of New York, and it took years for this to be compiled, kind of a map of body parts, DNA, whatnot, and that the body parts, it was like 80% of the dead body parts were in multiple directions hundreds of feet away. And so that basically proves bombs within the building that
shot
pieces out. So,
I'll cover that when I get back, David. I got to take a quick break. Appreciate
good,
it. Thank you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be ready.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to hit off on 33 conspiracy theories that turned out to be conspiracies in fact. And of course, they want you to forget about what's going on concerning the conspiracy. And we have found, through these 33 conspiracies that it was the media that was doing their best to cover for those that were committing the act of conspiracy. And we can see over time that the truth has been exonerated because we know, like William Bryant rightly had said, that truth crushed to the earth will rise again. It always does, friends, but we need to pay attention to the fact and the facts when things are transpiring rather than waiting for 40 or 50 years before we deal with it, because by that time the conspirators are dead. And it reminds me of, you know, going back to JFK and MLK, and they decided they'll tell you the truth in 2025 and 2033. It's like, America, are they not telling you on themselves concerning their crimes against you? I don't understand why you're so apt to suffer the abuses with so many different people. Now, to counter that, I also understand why some people do is because they want to go on in their own little selfish lives and they don't want to have to deal with the facts that are before them. They just want to go on and live their little make-believe in their make-believe worlds and leave all the problems to their kids, and they seem to be okay with it. And these are the people that are falling in line with the media that they again say that they don't believe in. One of the things our friend David from San Francisco just said right before the end of the last segment, he was talking about September 11th. Again, America, that's another perfect scenario. Who gained from September 11th? Look at all the bureaucracies that have been created against you, America. Not for you, against you. And again, we were told for years, for 15 years, friends, that it was an Islamic jihadi threat. And now we see the very representatives that were telling us who the enemy was that took down them two towers. They're the ones that are responsible for opening the floodgates to the illegals that they decried as the very perpetrators back during September 11, 2001. Do the math. Pay attention. Don't be so short-minded. Pay attention to the facts, America. And again, learn from history because it's going to repeat itself if you don't. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over here. And but you want to go ahead and play that one more time. And I'm going to set this up. This is the police officer during the alleged shooting in Las Vegas just a week and a half ago. Play that.
Towards Mandalay Bay Control. We just spoke with security at Mandalay Bay. They said they have shots fired on 29th and 32nd levels.
And we have a four-man team up here, and we have another element coming to us. So we're going to have about eight on the 32nd floor. We will need the 29th floor. It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Two shooters. Oh, and there was some shooting going on about a block and a half away at another casino, too, American. For some reason, they're not talking about that. And by the way, that distraction tells you again that there is conspiracy. Now, I know that there's some people out there that are just bent set on the fact that they're not going to get one over on me. And if you're just, again, taking what they're telling you, of course they're going to get one over on you. Because there's no truth in these people. John 8:44, read it when you get a moment. And what do? They come to steal, kill, and destroy, just like their father. John 10:10. But folks, what about all of them conspiracies that have been thrown at us that were theories? Again, the media was busy covering for the conspirators. Man, they're just theories. And if you question the validity of the narrative that we're trying to set here, we're just going to demonize you. We're going to make you out to be a crazy. And then we find out later that they were conspiracies. And the reason people don't want to admit that they were right is because they don't want to admit that they're wrong. They know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth or act out the truth. The Dreyfus Affair. In the late 1800s in France, Jewish artillery officer Alfred Dreyfus was wrongfully convicted of treason based on false government documents and sentenced to life in prison. The French government did attempt to cover this up, but Dreyfus was eventually pardoned after the affair was made public, an act that is credited to writer Emile Zola. Boy, that's one guy that just didn't let the lie go, huh? Nope. He wanted to make sure that the truth was made clear. The Mafia, the secret crime society, was virtually unknown until the 1960s. By the way, you notice how the media and corruption work hand in glove? See, they want it. They want you to believe what's going on as a fact. They want you to believe that it's only make-believe, that it's surreal. As a matter of fact, the eyewitnesses during the September 11th attacks, when the two towers fell, eyewitnesses said this was like watching a movie. But in this particular case, they wanted you to believe that the mafia is not really there, it's just made up. No, when in fact it is there. And you're seeing it in Washington, D.C. all day long. And they have suits on and nice little haircuts. But the secret crime society was virtually unknown until the 1960s when member Joe Valachi first revealed the society's secrets to law enforcement officials. What was known was the organized crime existed, but not to the extent of their control, including working with the CIA. Man, the CIA is in the middle of all of this, is it not? Politicians and the biggest business in the world. You were told it was just a theory, America. MK Ultra, in the 1950s to the 1970s, the CIA ran a mind control project aimed at finding a truth serum to use on communist spies, we're told. Test subjects were given LSD and other drugs, often without consent, and some were even tortured. at least one man, a civilian biochemist, Frank Olson, who was working for the government, died as a result of one of their experiments. The project was finally exposed after investigations by the Rockefeller Commission. I wonder if they didn't blurt the truth out in their confusion. I mean, it's not like the Rockefellers have a long history of being an organization or a group of people filled with integrity, right? What about Operation Mockingbird? You were told that this was a theory. Folks, we played the audio before you. And it's interesting to note, again, you're hearing directly from those that were a part of these projects, and yet the media is still saying that it's a theory. I mean, they can't even tell on themselves, America. I mean, truth is stranger than fiction to some people. Operation Mockingbird, also in the 1950s to the 70s, the CIA, there they are again, paid a number of well-known domestic and foreign journalists from big-name media outlets like Time, the Washington Post, the New York Times, CBS, there's the media again, friends, to publish CIA propaganda. The CIA also reportedly funded at least one movie, here it is again, The Animated Animal Farm by George Orwell. The Church Committee finally exposed the activities in 1975, after the fact. See, but when it's first brought to you, America, oh, that guy's a lunatic. And there's the media calling him a lunatic. There's the media attempting to paint him out to be a lunatic. And the people that should know better are part of what the media is attempting to set concerning their propaganda by demonizing those that are telling the truth. What about the Manhattan Project? That was the code name for a project conducted during World War II to develop the first atomic bomb. That was just a theory, too. The project was led by, guess who, friends, the United States, and included participation from the United Kingdom and Canada. Formally designated as the Manhattan Engineered District, MED, it refers specifically to the period of the project from 1942 to 1946 under the control of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And under the administration of General Leslie R. Groves, the scientific research was directed by American physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer. The project's roots lay in scientists' fears since the 1930s that Nazi Germany was also investigating nuclear weapons of its own. Folks, what's scary about that is there's never been a bomb that hasn't been used in anger. So the best way to stop it is obviously to prevent it, right? Born out of a small research program in 1939, the Manhattan Project eventually employed more than 130,000 people and cost nearly U.S. $2 billion, that's $22 billion in current value, and it resulted in the creation of multi-production and research sites that operated in secret. See, in secret today, friends, is when they call it classified, as if to suggest those that work for you have to keep that information from you. I mean, try that at your job today. See how that goes over. Sorry about that, boss. I just can't tell you what I'm doing here. Wait a second. I'm the one paying you. Well, that's too bad. I can't divulge that information to you because if I do, you know, it just won't be good. It might get out there. Well, the employer's going to look at him and say, you got to be out of your mind. You're fired. You're done. See, you wouldn't want to be. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Bye. But see, the American people don't do that. They suffer the abuses. They allow this abuse and this dereliction of duty, these crimes to be committed against them. This resulted in the creation of multiple production and research sites that operated again in secret. With the total involved, this makes it one of the largest conspiracies in history. Entire towns were built for short periods of time, employing people all under secrecy and top national secrecy at that time. The government never admitted to it, the media never reported on it, and people had no idea for over 25 years. The project research took place at over 30 sites across the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom. The three primary research and production sites of the project were the plutonium production facility at what is now the Hanford site, the uranium enrichment facilities at Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and the weapons research and design laboratory now known as Los Alamos National Laboratory. The MED maintain control over U.S. weapon productions until the formation of the Atomic Energy Commission up until January of 1947. But America, the media told you it was a theory, when in fact it was not a theory. It is, and it was, a conspiracy. And this is back then. How much worse today? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my MyWar DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. What we're going to do here is we're going to play some Ted Gunderson, former FBI chief. Listen to what he said. Most terror attacks are committed by our CIA and FBI. Now, it's interesting. I'm going to play this for you for just a moment. We're talking about 33 conspiracies. They were called theories, which we found out later on that were conspiracies in fact. And it was the media giving cover to those that were committing the act of conspiracy. But it's interesting, as I pull this up, friends, we got ex-CI agent. America creates its own enemies. We have another one. It just goes on. Al-Qaeda is created by the CIA. A CIA agent explains how Al-Qaeda does not exist. You go over to the Middle East, they'll tell you the same thing. America, you're being duped every step of the way. And again, this is nothing new under the sun. They create their enemies, and then they come in as the problem solvers. The problem is when they come in as the problem solvers, they're asking you to give up your rights in the process. And that should tell you exactly who's behind the one creating the problem or the crime in the first place. But let's go ahead and play this. This is Ted Gunderson, former FBI chief. This is some time back, friends, in the 90s. But I just want you to listen to what he has to say so you can hear it directly from his own mouth. okay, from the inside out as to who's responsible for most terror attacks around the world.
Is the CIA an army of individuals who have a license to kill? It's like Murder Incorporated, right?
Oh, are you kidding? The CIA makes the mafia look like a Sunday school class. I mean, this is the problem with what's actually happening in Afghanistan. Look, the CIA has done in this country, what they've done to us is unbelievable. Look at the terrorist acts that have occurred. The CIA behind most, if not all of them. We had the Marine Barracks, their embassy in Kenya. We had Pan Am, 103. We had the USS Cole. We had Oklahoma City. We had the World Trade Center in 1993. Our government was involved in some of those. I can't say all of them because I don't know. But I do have documentation that there was government implication in some of these. We'll discuss them as we go.
Well, Ted, the people out there, I mean you, did you know that the World Trade Center went up when it was bombed internally? That it all was put together by an organization called the FBI.
Is that this true? 1993.
93.
Yeah. Yes, I have a, I'll show this on camera, a newspaper article from the New York Times, and it was also an article in the LA Times, by the way, and it's dated October 28, 1993, and it's a result of testimony in the trial, and the informant, the informant in the trial, a fellow named Salam, a 43-year-old former Egyptian army officer.
Imam Salam.
Right. He was the informant for the FBI. And he recorded his conversation secretly with this. So when it came time for trial, he said, hey, wait a minute. Here's what really happened. Now, he told the FBI in advance that they were going to bomb it. He was assigned, given the assignment to put the bomb together. And he went to his supervisor, FBI supervisor, and said, we're going to put a dummy bomb in here, right? And the FBI supervisor said, no, we're going to put a real bomb.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's name names. John Antisef.
Was the supervisor.
Yeah, he was the supervisor for the FBI, and he winds up in with having something to do with the Kenya investigation. So here's a guy who's involved in setting up the World Trade Center for to be blown up, and it resulted in the deaths of six individuals, over 1,000 injured, $100 million.
Yeah. The point is, you're hearing as to who the problem is. Now, why would an FBI chief, Ted Gunderson, why would he tell you that most terror attacks are committed by the CIA and FBI? Why would John Stockwell, former CIA official and author, say it is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable and to propagandize and teach the American people to hate, so we will let the establishment spend any amount of money on arms? Who's creating these wars constantly? I'll tell you who's creating them. The American people that tolerate these organizations who have been found out over and over and over again, and you do nothing about it. You've been led to believe that these organizations, man, they're all that in a bag of chips. They're honorable. They're filled with people with integrity. And again, I'm not smearing all of them, but friends, I have a friend that's a CIA officer. He's exposing this deep state today as to what's going on. He's telling you who the problem is. And by the way, it's this CIA that also controls the media. And it also controls the journalists. So to sit there and act as if what just took place in Las Vegas is not a conspiracy, well, I'll tell you this. You deserve what you've got coming. You deserve what you've got coming. Because it's people like you that could be transported to the sun and wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. But America, when are you going to wake up? This has been going on, I mean, ever since I can remember. It's war after war after war after war. And what's happening? It's etching away at our constitutional law, our Republican form of government, day after day, because these people are the ones responsible for attempting to tear down our Constitution and recreate it in their own global image. We're talking about conspiracy theories, 33 of them that turned out to be true. It's interesting they'd use the word 33, right? What about asbestos? Between 1930 and 1960, manufacturers did all they could do to prevent the link between asbestos and respiratory diseases, including cancer, becoming known so they could avoid prosecution. American workers had, in fact, sued Johns Manville Company as far back as 1932, but it was not until 1962... until these doctors finally established beyond any doubt what company bosses had known for a long time. Asbestos causes cancer. It wasn't a theory, friends. It was a conspiracy. These are the ones doing the best that they could do to teach the people that it was a theory, as if to suggest that they weren't responsible and asbestos wasn't cancer causing. Now, we know that it is cancer causing. I mean, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But again, who was covering for them? The media was. You know, it reminds me of the dark angel Joseph Mengele, who said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it. Now, friends, when you take this to a scriptural context, you'll clearly see that your sin is before God and that, again, your sin is finding you out. Numbers 32:23. And this nation is simply being turned into hell because, America, you refuse to obey God. That's why this is taking place in this country. And this is why they have to do everything that they do in the dark. Do you remember that Jesus was taken in the absence of the multitude of the people? What they did is they were committing a crime by arresting Jesus at night because they didn't want the people to see what was going on. So they created their criminal. They couldn't find anybody that agreed concerning witnesses. All the witnesses were liars against Christ, of course. He was without spot or blemish. We know that. And the fact of the matter is they set a trial, and then what happened is the Herodians and the Pharisees got the people together, they lied to them, and then they led the opposition, the controlled opposition, to have him crucified. Though he did not one thing wrong. And by the way, the people knew that he wasn't guilty of what they were accusing him of. But the people allowed it to happen. And Scripture tells us that when he was dragging the cross to Calvary, to Golgotha, to be crucified for the sins that belong to us, not him, that the women were lamenting, they were crying, they were mourning behind Jesus. They were crying because they knew that he was innocent of what he was accused of, right? And in the process, what did the Lord do? He turned around and he looked at the people, the women namely, and he said, don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children. If they'll do this in a green tree, they'll do this. Can you imagine what they'll do in a dry tree? In other words, with all the light and understanding and truth that you have right now, and you're allowing them to do this, can you imagine what they're going to do with less light? In America, these people have been busy for years dimming your lights out. These are the people that are demoralizing you. These are the people that are throwing stuff out there to attempt to demoralize you. You have to take the bait. The smartest fish are those that don't bite onto the bait. But they have to demoralize the people so they can control the people. And look what's been going on since September 11th. America went the wrong direction. You've advocated what God condemns, and then you wonder why you're in the position you are. Tomorrow we're going to finish this, 33 conspiracy theories that turned out to be true, and what everybody should know, folks. Conspiracies are very real, and they are at work today, attempting to now disarm you. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.